This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Once again, I'm not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is that doctor deep inside your body that runs everything. The healing, the repairing, the restoring, the stabilizing of your organs, your health, your metabolism, that the medical industry forbids you to know about. They want you on drugs for anything and drugs for everything. And while those are important in some cases to sustain or even save life, it may not be your best option for that rather than better food choices. And so that's what this show is dedicated to. Long time participant here with Doug in his Good Day Health Show, and very privileged, I feel, very privileged to be a part of it. So I want to talk about diabetes. An issue that's coming up because diabetes is on the rise, both type 1, where your pancreas is not secreting insulin for whatever reason, and number 2, in which the cell's receptors for insulin don't work. You know, the outer wall, remember your cells are like a water balloon. And the nucleus of the cell, where your DNA and RNA are located, is like a golf ball inside of a water balloon. And the water balloon, all the water of the water balloon, there is all of the cytosol, it's the fluid, the cytoplasm that exists inside the cell that has all the little tiny machines in there that do the work of the cell, whether it's a heart cell, liver cell, kidney cell, whatever. Well, in the pancreas, you have these beta cells that are supposed to be producing insulin. And for some reason, they're not in type 1 diabetes. In type 2, all these cells, all these water balloons throughout the body, they have little receptors, little windows on the outside of these water balloons that keeps the water inside and the outside stuff outside. And some of those little windows open up when insulin is present to let the sugar out of the blood into the cell so the cell can use that sugar for energy. In type 2 diabetes, those little windows aren't opening up. The sensor is not triggering the fact that there is sugar available for the cell to eat. And so the likelihood is that either way, you type 1 or type 2, the likelihood is that most diabetics have some combination of type 1 and type 2. The sugar can't get into the cell, so the cells starve, or the sugar levels in the blood remain high, and then there's a problem of a coma. Now, chronically, high blood sugar will lead to serious consequences, not the least of which is kidney failure, nerve damage, difficulty healing, problems with your eyesight, and both types of diabetes will result, unfortunately, in a slow, painful death that ends up with dialysis or amputation or permanent blindness. And if you start surfing around the internet, you're going to find some websites that give pretty good advice on how to manage or even avoid diabetes. BestHealthyGuide.com. BestHealthyGuide.com will advise you to eliminate processed and refined foods from your diet, such as flours and sugars and trans fats, and to limit the consumption of grains and high-carb foods as a way of keeping your blood sugar level stable. And that website notes that you can reduce your dose of drugs like metformin on that kind of a diet. Health.com warns you, or warns people with diabetes, that they should avoid sugary drinks as much as possible. Now, I'm quoting from health.com here, quote, "People with diabetes should absolutely avoid sugar-sweetened beverages, including soda, sports drinks, sweetened teas, and juice. unless these are using these beverages to treat low blood sugar. Carbohydrates in liquid form spike blood sugars very quickly. They're great for treating low blood sugar, but if someone's blood sugar is normal or high, they'll send their blood sugar to the next level, end quote. There, a diabetes website in the United Kingdom reports on the very promising work of a Hungarian scientist, Saba Toth, T-O-T-H, and using what he calls the paleo-keto diet, one that's very high in animal fat, he reports great success in restoring normal blood glucose levels. In one case study, there was a 9-year-old boy with type 1 diabetes who adopted a diet of meat, organ meats, fat, and eggs, and went 2 years without insulin, even though he had type 1. And his blood glucose levels were significantly lower during the paleo keto diet compared to 6 weeks of insulin therapy. And his episodes of hypoglycemia, you know, too low a level of blood sugar, he experienced on insulin therapy ceased. So Toth's research has indicated that children with new onset type 1 diabetes who adopt a paleo-keto diet can go for several months, even years, before they need insulin injections. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, talking about diabetes, type 1, type 2, and perhaps some deeper consideration of what's going on here. Now, as for adults with longstanding type 1 diabetes, this Hungarian scientist believes that the diet could yield a lot better health benefits, such as less dependency on medication and reduced risks of complications. He says this, quote, "We don't know of any cases where a patient didn't have positive results with this diet." Now, he insists that people with type 2 diabetes can also benefit because the diet normalizes blood glucose levels by combating insulin resistance. And what diet am I referring to? The paleo-keto diet. It's high in animal fats and very low in processed carbohydrates. Now, this kind of advice coming from Dr. Toth and from other doctors around the world who are being able to help reverse diabetes type 1, which, of course, medicine says is impossible, and reducing the blood sugar levels of people with diabetes type 2, this has the pharmaceutical industry very, very worried. I mean, they can't have their patients solving their own blood sugar problems with diet instead of drugs. That's just unheard of. And damage control recently appeared in the form of an article in the January 5th Washington Post. I think it was 2 years ago. An assistant professor of medicine at the University of Virginia, Dr. Heather Ferris, and she provided the standard conventional explanation. She says, quote, "Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease that causes a person's body to attack its pancreas. The only way to treat it," she says, "is with insulin injections or an insulin pump." Now, I often have said that the medical profession tends to blame illness on the three G's: germs, genes, and God. And she's certainly no exception. Diet does not enter the discussion as a tight cause of type 1 diabetes. They don't ever consider it. Now, remember, diabetes used to be called what? Yeah, sugar diabetes. It wasn't that long ago. Well, what's his problem? Well, he has sugar diabetes. Well, what type? You know, it was a discussion of whether it's type 1 or type 2. But they always said, well, he has sugar diabetes. Do you know what happened to the word sugar? The sugar industry lobbied the FDA, the CDC, and Congress to the point where they stopped using the word sugar in front of diabetes. Now diabetes is simply a problem with either germs or genes or the will of God. So Harris says this, quote, "Genes are an important risk factor, yet environmental influences such as viral or bacterial infection probably also play a role." She used the word probably. In fact, she's insistent that eating sugar does not cause diabetes. Now, isn't it possible? Just think about it for a minute. Isn't it possible that eating a lot of sugar will tax your pancreas to produce insulin meal after meal after meal until it just becomes exhausted? And is it not possible that a diet high in sugar will be so low in important nutrients that the pancreas does not have what it needs to produce insulin? Oh, not at all, says Heather Ferris. She says, as an autoimmune disorder, type 1 diabetes develops as a result of genetic risk, not by eating a diet high in sugar. In other words, diabetes isn't your fault. It's the will of God. That doesn't sit well with me, not when we can reverse it. And I'm going to talk to you about a suggestion before the program's over as to what I do with my diabetes patients. And what about nutrient deficiencies? I mean, what does the pancreas need to be healthy to produce insulin? So there was a study back in 2003 that found that the use of cod liver oil in the first year of life was associated with a significantly lower risk of type 1 diabetes. That was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, a peer-reviewed journal, in December of 2003. And the inference is that vitamins A and D are involved in the production of insulin, which makes sense since these vitamins are involved in all hormone production. And by the way, the study indicated that giving vitamin D alone does not lower the risk of type 1. It had to be DNA from a food source. And real vitamin A and real vitamin D only come from animal sources. Beta carotene is not vitamin A that you get from carrots. It's a precursor that your body will take that beta carotene, and there's a mess of carotenes. It will take that beta carotene and convert it into retinol, vitamin A inside of the body. And then there was another diabetes post that I'm talking about vitamins B12 and B6 that I want to get to here in a moment, because we're going to go to a break. And let me tell you more about vitamins and diabetes. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I will be right back.
Doug Stephan here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calitrin consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com or call us 833-TOPLOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing unique to the Calitrin folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Talking about diabetes, type 1, type 2, some studies that are coming out of the UK, as well as other places that indicate your diet does have an immediate effect on diabetes. I have patients who bring to me their food recommendations from a dietitian at the hospital where the doctor is located that's taking care of their diabetes. And these are some of the most outrageous diets I have ever seen. And when you go visit a family member, friend, whatever else, that's in the hospital, it's been admitted to the hospital for whatever reason, whether it's, you know, just watching a particular condition or they're recovering from surgery or something else, and the food service shows up with their breakfast, their lunch, or their dinner, look at what's on that tray. Now, if that food doesn't stimulate the production of diabetes in that patient, I'll eat my hat. I tell you, sometimes I just have to walk out of the room. I get so incensed. A tub of Jell-O, which is half sugar, a white dinner roll, which is from processed, overly processed grains, some kind of food fried in bad oils. Well, there's meat and there's vegetables and there's a salad. The salad is usually just green lettuce with a couple of with a tomato and a couple shavings of a carrot with seed oil dressings. I mean, it just, there's nothing there fit on that tray. Nothing on that tray fit for human consumption. And if there's milk, it's usually pasteurized milk. I know, maybe I'm going overboard with this. Maybe I'm going too far, but it just drives me crazy. So anyway, another at diabetes.co.uk, there's a post that suggests that vitamins B12 and B6, as well as zinc and a host of other minerals, are all important in insulin production. This is one of the reasons why I created Long Life Energy Enzymes. It's really for your pancreas, and it has a lot of zinc in it, and it has vitamins B12 and B6. In other words, a nutrient-dense diet can prevent type 1 diabetes. And sugar, of course, there are no nutrients in sugar. Sugar is just gasoline. And that gasoline has to be controlled by insulin in the body. And when you have a lot of high sugar foods, your pancreas never gets a chance to rest, constantly producing insulin. Another reason why I created the Long Life Energy Enzymes, because it has pancreatic extract in it. It has pancreatic enzymes in it to give your pancreas a chance to rest. You can get more information about that at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Long Life Energy Enzymes. So, in other words, a nutrient-dense diet, as I said, can prevent type 1 diabetes. Now, sugar, of course, as I said, no nutrients. So any consumption of sugar automatically displaces the other foods that supplies the nutrients that we need, in addition to spiking blood sugar levels. So Harris insists that the only way you can treat type 1 diabetes is with insulin. She says there are endless dubious stories about people with type 1 diabetes who manage through some dietary trick to avoid the need for insulin. And then she talks about this this 9-year-old patient, the Dr. Toth, the Hungarian scientist in the UK. She says, I think I'm going to wait till after the break. We have a break coming up here in a few minutes, and I don't want to interrupt what she had to say with the break. But I think you're going to find this very interesting, because she doesn't like the effect of a low-sugar diet decreasing your need for insulin from the outside. When I read stuff like this, the only thing I can do is laugh. So we're going to go to a break here before too long. And when we get back, I want to get into what happens when you reduce the burden that's placed on a weakened pancreas. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is where you can get more information about my long life energy enzymes designed to support a weakened pancreas. So back to what Dr. Harris was talking about. She cites this Dr. Toth's 9-year-old patient that recovered, and also actress Halle Berry, who was able to wean herself off of insulin by going to a healthy diet. And she says that rather than saying, wow, we should look at the diet of these two people who were able to get off of insulin simply by better food choices. No, she didn't say that. She said this: well, these patients just reduced the burden that was placed on their weakened pancreas, which apparently she doesn't think is all that good of a thing. She says this: inevitably, they're going to end up back on insulin as their immune system continues to attack the pancreas. You know, in discussing type 2 diabetes, she seems awfully confused, because in type 2 diabetes, the pancreas is producing insulin. It's just that the body can't get the blood sugar into the cells because the insulin receptors on the cell wall are not working. And yet she seems to think that the people get type 2 diabetes when their pancreas, quote, can't produce large amounts of insulin on demand. That's absolutely not true. Because when I have a patient who's been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and I say, well, what are your insulin levels? Let me see your blood work. They weren't checking insulin levels. They were just checking high blood sugar. Well, their blood sugar is going to be high because the cells aren't responding to the insulin receptors on the cell wall. But their blood is just loaded with insulin. So I tell them, you need to go back and get insulin levels, serum insulin checked. And when they do that, their insulin levels are really high. Then why is their blood sugar high if their insulin levels are high? It's moments like this I just want to bang my head against the wall sometimes. And she blames being overweight. She blames being inactive. Those might be side effects of type 2 diabetes, but they're not the cause. And we know that trans fats block insulin receptor function. And it's a safe bet that other dietary toxins do the same thing. And again, the research indicates that a variety of nutrients play a role in improving insulin receptor function. As I said earlier, zinc, magnesium, vitamin D, all these things are involved in the producing of insulin and the receptor support on the cell wall, as well as avoiding too many carbs. And then the healthy saturated fats like butter, meat fats, lard, coconut oil, all support insulin receptor function. We've had patient after patient who will move their diets in this particular direction, getting much better results, lower blood sugar without ever having to use insulin. And the healthy traditional fats not only help our insulin receptors to work, they slow down the release of sugar into the bloodstream. You know, and you'd think common sense would indicate that diabetics should eat a diet high in fat while avoiding sugars. But not according to Harris. She says this: fat is what really makes blood sugar hard to control for many people with diabetes. In my clinic, when I see high blood sugar reading from a patient whose numbers are usually in the normal range, my first question is whether they had pizza or Chinese takeout the night before. End quote. Well, pizza, believe it or not, actually does contain some good fat that's in the pepperoni. It's in the cheese. But Chinese takeout is made with vegetable oils. And what these two foods have in common is high levels of MSG. And we know that that interferes with the insulin receptors, which could lead to high blood sugar readings. Now, it's true that a high-fat diet, especially when it's mixed with a lot of carbs, is a danger when you're on insulin. Harris says this: a challenging combination for someone with diabetes. Fat slows down the absorption of the carbohydrates and increases the body's insulin resistance, raising blood sugars. Actually, saturated fats improve body's insulin resistance, but the slow release of carbs is a problem, obviously, if you're on insulin. But she says this: the slow food absorption throws off the normal insulin timing. The result is often low blood sugar levels, followed by high blood sugar levels, you know, as the insulin wears off and the carbohydrates are lingering around because they're not being digested fast enough. Well, the truth is that everything gets tricky when you're on insulin. And you may suddenly find that your blood sugar is too low, which is very dangerous. You can go into insulin shock, and that's when they try to give you orange juice as fast as possible. Or it's too high, and you need an insulin injection. And then another problem is hyperinsulinism, too much insulin in the blood, especially if you have type 2 diabetes. And that panic attacks are common with that. Insulin's actually a stress hormone. And when you are in moments of stress, the cortisol goes up, of course, but so does insulin. And so that can lead to sugar cravings and lack of focus and fatigue. So the problem is that doctors like Harris begin treating diabetes by putting their patients on insulin for type 1 diabetes or drugs like metformin for blood sugar control for type 2 diabetes without ever first suggesting a diet that might make the insulin or the drugs unnecessary. So when a patient gets a diagnosis of diabetes and then they find themselves looking into a future of kidney failure and gradual body part removal, starting with their toes, then their foot, then their leg, that might be motivational enough to start making some changes. They might just be persuaded, and this is what I do with my patients, to adopt a low-carb, high-fat diet of real food like butter and liver and meats instead of pizza and Chinese takeout. They might try cod liver oil and a breakfast of eggs and bacon. You know, opt for cheese instead of a candy bar between meals. You know, that's not crazy of a diet. That kind of a diet will work for many, making drugs unnecessary and vastly improving the quality of their life. Now, it won't work for everyone. And of course, a lot of patients are simply unwilling to change their junk food habits, no matter what the future holds in store. I have patients who will continue with the kind of diets they're having because they have this escape clause. The escape clause is inject themselves with insulin. And I talked to them about this. And said, well, Dr. Jack, you just don't know how hard it is to give up sugar. Oh, I do know how hard it is to give up sugar. I know how hard it is to avoid these kinds of things. That's one of the reasons why we put Gymnema in our long life energy enzymes. Gymnema helps to decrease your desire for sugar. It's a wonderful herb. But the a restrictive diet isn't going to work for everybody, as I said, because a lot of my patients, they're just unwilling to stop the junk food. Because, as I said, they have an escape clause, to repeat myself. They can inject themselves with insulin. And so for these people, insulin and drugs simply have to serve as plan B. And then even then, a few small changes like eating a breakfast of real food, taking cod liver oil, can definitely mitigate the side effects of diabetes and its treatment. But you won't find advice like that, good advice like that, coming from Dr. Harris or a lot of the internists who take care of my patients who come for me for other reasons, but they're also on insulin because their internist has scared them to death that there's no other way around it. There's not a plan B. There's not a plan C. You're going to be on insulin for the rest of your life. And then their medical doctor will say, well, there's some restrictions here, but for the most part, as long as you take insulin on a regular basis, check your blood sugar every day. If your blood sugar goes a little high, take a little more insulin. If it's lower, you can, take a little less insulin. And I just, Dr. Jack, what do you suggest I do? Well, you're going to opt for a high animal fat food diet. You're going to get rid of the processed carbohydrates. You can't do the whole thing overnight. It's baby steps. And then I highly suggest you take my long life energy enzymes. They're for so much more than just acid reflex. They're the most powerful, all-natural enzyme supplement I have ever seen because I put it together. When I had pancreas problems of my own back in 2015, 2016, I went looking. I was told I had an atrophic pancreas by a scan. It means there's no borders. Your pancreas is wasting away. I had no symptoms. I was looking for something else, and that just happened to show up in the radiologist's report. Well, that got my attention, so I started looking at several different things I wanted to add in the way of supplemental support for my pancreas, and it was almost a dozen different products. So, being an intuitive, ingenious American entrepreneur, I threw it all into one product. And what do I recommend it for? For the pancreas, both protein digestion and sugar handling problems, and helping the body deal with abnormal or mutated stem cells, foundational support with a diagnosis of cancer, if that comes along, under the supervision of your oncologist. I'm not a cancer doctor. I don't treat cancer, but patients who use this seem to have less problems with the cancer. Hypoglycemia, insulin-producing problems, aging, digestion, bloating, heartburn, acid reflux, overproduction of intestinal gas, constipation, diarrhea, premature wrinkling. It's a 100% whole food sourced, no synthetics of any kind. Now, I realize it's not the cheapest stuff out there in the marketplace, but you're not going to find anything else like this. And it's loaded with enzymes that are the spark of life. And as I have said in previous shows, when your body temperature drops, enzyme production drops, enzyme activity drops. So we need something to boost the effect of enzymes. Enzymes are little chemical concoctions that make biochemical reactions occur. In other words, you've got compound A and compound B. Together, they're supposed to make something happen, but they don't unless an enzyme is present to trigger that chemical reaction. There are chemical reactions, I've mentioned this in shows in the past, chemical reactions that occur in the body that without an enzyme will take a billion years for that chemical reaction to occur. But when the enzyme is present, it'll happen in a nanosecond. And you have billions upon billions of these reactions taking place in the body all the time, not the least of which is in your pancreas producing that insulin. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and click on Long Life Energy Enzymes, you can get an awful lot more information to help you better understand why I created this product and why I try to get all of my diabetes patients on this product. In a few seconds here, we're going to be going to the last segment of the show where I join up with Doug. A lot of my podcasts with Doug on the Good Day Health Show are at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcasts. I have a ton of podcasts myself at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Hundreds of them, literally hundreds, on that, probably that many different subjects. So I'll be joining Doug here shortly, and we'll close out the show probably on another subject, as Doug usually likes to do, whatever's sitting on the edge of his mind at that particular time is what he likes to jump into. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'll see you here in a moment with Doug.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calotren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. Is this for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use a Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Another segment of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He invites me to go on with him, and I invite him to go on with me. So we have this mutual admiration society built around trust when it comes to information about food, when it comes to information about your health and your well-being. And I always invite you to go to the podcast that we have, Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. One of the more recent ones focuses on chronic diseases that have increased dramatically in young people, the whys and the wherefores of that, on a Good Day Health Show podcast that you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You're still doing your Forbidden Doctor podcast, or is that basically your radio program? What's the scoop with
that? The local radio show now is taking the, as right. It was before.
So how is, what's, is there a highlight of that? You still talk about the usual health foods and how to be healthy and all of that. But
They're all recorded there at ForbiddenDoctor.com under radio show.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. We've helped people, again, immensely, courtesy of Dr. Jack. Again, all the information is free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever else you get your podcasts. Here's an update on food. This should be something, Jay, that we put into our Food Farm Family website as well. I was asking Jack earlier about evening primrose oil, something that I've been taking for a long time, but I don't remember what he told me about it. So coincidentally, he has been studying healthy fats. So what would be included? You said evening primrose oil is a healthy fat. So what's it come from? If it's
It comes from the plant evening primrose.
Oh, okay. Because it looks just like fish oil. I don't know that it tastes like it.
Well, it is.
Like
it's an important omega fatty acid. It's one. It's very fragile. It doesn't last very long. I mean, you have to be careful of the source where you get it from.
Yeah. But standard process that you represent, that's where I get it from. I get it from you, and you get it from standard process. Do they go rancid if you don't take care? Is that what happens to them?
Well, yes, because they break down quickly in the presence of oxygen.
Right.
So they have to, you know, it has to be kept away. Usually you get it, well, obviously in a liquid form, in a dark jar, you know, a smoky brown dark jar.
Right.
And you keep it away from heat. And I take about, two or three of them a week. There's other oils that I take more of, like tuna omega-3 for the omega-3 fatty acids.
Somebody else's standard process has.
Yeah, there's a blood test you can do to find out the level of omega-3 fatty acids that your brain desperately needs.
Right.
And most Americans are not getting the diet that promote good omega-3s. So I supplement with tuna omega, and I think I get that to you as well.
So you and Ken Kronhaus agree on the Mediterranean diet.
Oh, for the most part,
because it has all the fats in it.
Yep.
Reverses depression, and so is beside evening primrose. What are some of the other fatty, healthy fats that you want people to take?
Anything that is promoted as an omega-3 or omega-6.
Olive oil.
Well, olive oil is heavy in omega-9, but it has 3 and 6 and 9. All the oils, all these good plant oils, not the bad things, you know, like soybean and canola. Those are bad oils. They will hurt you. You should have nothing to do with those oils.
Nothing to do with them.
Although they're in most of the processed foods that we eat.
Yeah,
but because of the way they're processed. The way that they're processed, the good parts of the oils have been removed. And they're tasteless, which is what a lot of cooks and chefs like, because they want oil in their foods for frying or whatever else without taste, so that the taste of the actual, you know, the food that they bring in, the expensive stuff, isn't covered up by the taste of an oil, like olive oil will do. But olive oil has so many other ingredients in it besides the good fats that it's probably the healthiest oil that comes from a vegetable. The healthiest oil, and then all animal fats, almost all animal fats are very good for you. Don't buy into this nonsense that, you know, the fat that's in a steak is going to end up in the fat in your blood. That's absolute nonsense. But it's sold.
It flies sold in the face of what you get from a lot of conventional doctors, though, for sure.
Yeah, well, the digestive system doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people, I can go off in the weeds here in a hurry. But evening primrose, black currant seed, any fish oil, these are all wonderful for the brain.
And you can get those from standard process through Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. How's that? Jack brought to you in part today by Balance 7. Get it and balance your body. 800-793-9039. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.